another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I meant to plug this during the main broadcast, but plug it tomorrow. WHSY 950 AM in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Live weekdays 12 noon to 2 p.m. carrying, I guess, 2 hours the show. And that started yesterday. KIDO 580 AM Boise, Idaho. And it's tape delayed. They air at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. And that begins on my birthday, the 11th of February. I mean, that's just every couple of days they're bringing in new affiliates. I mean, this is just awesome. I don't even know how many. I know it's up to 150 or so. And for us, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And look, I think they killed Chris Kyle. We've got articles up at Infowars.com right now. The most deadly U.S. sniper, the Navy SEAL. I mean, they killed him. He was going to start a citizen sniper training. He was trying to get teachers armed. And I think he was put up to saying the stuff about Ventura, and he wasn't going to go along with that. Because I know people that know him and go shooting with him. And I've talked to him before. On record, on the Opie and Anthony show. And now this Marine that they say did this, story doesn't fit. And it turns out he was never in combat from the reports we've got from Marines that knew him. He was a mechanic. So this is a pretty serious U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle murder. And that's the Marine that gave us the info and proved who they were and gave us a real photo. In fact, you guys can click on the photo for people watching if you want and show them. Yeah, there he is. There's the reported shooter in the Marines. And that's the guy. And that was given to us by the Marines that took the photo. And we did a Google search on that to even check the Marines. We are the people to post it. It's not somebody else's photo. So there it is right there, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Big nightly news show tonight. It's going to be live, 7 o'clock Central. Amazing job the crew's doing. We're going to be doing the show live throughout the week so that we can learn how to – we've done it live before, but so we can get really good at doing it live, but also – do it taped with special reports. We're going to have a lot of behind the scenes from the protest against Piers Morgan. That's coming up as well. Let's talk to Daniel in Kentucky, speaking of Piers Morgan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, what you been doing, buddy?
Busting my butt fighting redcoats.
I hear that. I've been following you for about a month. People have forgotten how much of power of choice they've got. People like Piers Morgan, who's a talking head for CNN and all the other mainstream media, if people, if your listeners alone and internet people would just tune them out, stop watching them, stop following them on the internet, you would see a reaction from them. I promise you, the Piers Morgans would disappear.
Well, he is disappearing. He's only got a half million viewers. They used to have like 10 million 15 years ago in that same Larry King slot. He is disappearing. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Thanks for holding to say that. It's just that the media is magnifying what he's saying, so we're going in there to hijack their propaganda channel. Marvin in Texas, he wants to talk about 1776. We've got 1 minute, brother.
Hey, it's just a feel-good story. I was down there last night, and Jakari Jackson is my four-year-old son's hero now. Followed him around all last night. And by the way, all he's doing now is screaming 70-76 all over the house. I don't know what you did to him, if you corrupted him or not, but it was pretty interesting. I just wanted to make you feel good, man. And by the way, you're not as good as Jakari. That's what my son's been saying all day.
Jakari, look at him on TV and know him in person. He is very charismatic. And we're getting him broken in, too. He's getting used to it. Right out of college and RTF and stuff, right into the front lines of the InfoWar. You know, he won the reporter contest. By the way, InfoWars.com/contest, $115,000 prizes for films. You got 2.5 months to make it. Could be 3 minutes, could be an hour, could be 2 hours long. InfoWars.com/contest. But the real prize is, out of the group of winners or the runners-up, we're going to work with people and try to hire folks as filmmakers to work with us. This isn't a game. I mean, it's not just the prize. You get a shot at working here in the InfoWar, or click on the red horse at the top of InfoWars.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates, and of course the internet with audio streams, the free podcast, and more at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWarsNews.com. and PrisonPlanet.tv for the video feeds. Wow. Same story that we have every day, but worse every day. Just so much info. It is all off the charts what we're going to be covering here today. Coming up here in about 25 minutes from now, we're going to have the owner of Tactical Firearms, one of the biggest shooting ranges and gun shops in the country. He's going to be joining us. He had Piers Morgan in his operation yesterday in Katy, Texas, just west of Houston. And some people will ask, why are you following Piers Morgan? Why are you talking about him? Piers Morgan only has 500,000 viewers. Yes, I know that. I know that. But the rest of the globalist media is promoting him and pushing his sound bites, so he's the main voice of the White House. They admit they're in consultation with the White House. And so we are responding to them. He puts out the talking points that are picked up everywhere else. And so when he comes to Texas, we have to go there, and I did go there yesterday, and I'll tell you about what happened behind the scenes. And by the way, Rob Dew's got the footage. We got home at 1:30 in the morning, back to the office. It's high-def footage. He went in and downloaded it so he could edit it this morning because there's hours of it. And so we'll have that out later in the day, surely by InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be live, by the way, with Aaron Dykes. It's going to be live tonight. More and more it's live. Sometimes part of it's live, some of it's already been taped. This is live tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, that airs via the subscribers and then goes out on a lot of different cable systems, and folks actually download it and air it. It's PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. But it was just amazing how CNN was behaving behind the scenes. And then as soon as we turned our cameras off, they ran up and said, "Are you ready to come back with Piers? You'll be nice. Do it by satellite. Are you ready?" It's just so funny. But the reason we went down there is you see Obama running around with the shotgun photo, firing the shotgun, saying he's skeet shooting. And you see Biden saying, "Nobody's going to take my Beretta," and Obama saying, "I pledge never take your guns." It's the same stuff from 4 years ago. Whenever they think they have the initiative and can blame gun owners for some tragedy, they're like, "You're all murderers, you're Klan members, you helped kill the children at Sandy Hook, you're the scum of the earth, we defeated Hitler, we can defeat you, you are the trash of the planet, you are the garbage, you are the filth, we have a right to not be endangered by you evil white southerners, we'll overcome the Constitution," just all the race baiting, division, balkanization. But as soon as the data mining comes out that Forbes reported on, I never covered that properly Sunday. I want to bring that up when the owner of Tactical Firearms comes on. Will you guys re-pull me out of Sunday Stack the article about NRA winning the gun battle? And again, it's not the NRA. They act like the NRA speaks for all gun owners. Well, they could be taken over. They could be infiltrated. They could be shut down. No, it's the Second Amendment. Our forebears, the Republic, the country born out of the attempt to take guns. They want to make it about the NRA, so it's not about the Second Amendment. But the point is, the big data mining companies say, look, it's conclusive. This is backfired on the gun grabbers. I don't need data mining to know this. I track things. I watch things. I really tell you what I believe. I don't get up here and just say something because I think it's what I want to happen. Mitt Romney, there it is, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. I'm going to cover that later. Mitt Romney was a globalist. Mitt Romney was there, though, to act like a constitutionalist or conservative slash libertarian so he could take the seat of that and represent it to then lose. This is the globalist program. I don't know if Mitt Romney was let in on this, but this is clearly what happened. So that he could put out those debates, they could be falsely discredited, and then they could say it was a mandate for socialism, open borders, world government, gun control, UN controlling our military, which we're now told. And Republicans come out and say, "I guess it's a mandate. Yeah, we've got to do whatever the Democrats want. Yeah, it's a mandate." Really, Congress has a 9% approval rating? This is a rigged system. And the reason we're being told there's a mandate, and Republicans are even saying do what the Democrats say more and more, and oh, there's these few extremist Republicans in the House that, you know, only care about their constituents. How about the Constitution? And so we've got to get rid of them, and then America can go into the future with real change, change you can believe in. The mega banks have the same policy from Australia to Germany to Canada to the United States, from Mexico to Brazil, from Nigeria to South Africa, from the Horn of Africa to the streets of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. They want the public poor and deindustrialized and controlled with only a few monopoly corporations controlling it. That's the real world paradigm. That's what's happening. I mean, here they are today. I've got mainstream news articles, and Kurt Nemo wrote about it at InfoWars.com. author and former intelligence contract pilot accused of murder-suicide. We're going to get to that, but another curtain in my article. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet. And then they've got another article out today saying, well, what we need to do is we need to have people just work less and have less, and that's going to save the earth. That's in my stack of news. And see, that's what Obamacare does. The average worker now is going from about 40 hours a week to less than 30 because under Obamacare, written by the big corporations, they don't have to give you coverage. And so it is a permanently underemployed population of working poor. This is wealth destruction. And they just... I remember 3 years ago going in Whole Foods, or back in 2008 when they engineered that old crash, I guess 5 years ago. Man, how time flies. And half the magazines, we even went and shot video and did reports on it, said austerity's fun, it's cool, it lowers your carbon footprint, being poor is cool, get ready to be real poor, get ready for your power prices to double and triple. And driving home from Southeast Texas, just west of Houston from the Piers Morgan situation last night that I'm going to talk about in a moment, I saw the town of Fayetteville and the famous modern example 20-year-old clean-burning power plant of Fayetteville that supplies part of Houston's power, but one-third of the unit, just three power plants, supplies Austin, and I've read that they were going to go ahead and start powering it down and shutting it down, and that Austin was going to shut it down, it's part of the plant, until it could be sold, of course, to insiders for nothing, that we paid for. Some astronomical amount, like I forget the numbers, like $700 million or something Austin paid for. You just type it up, Austin to shut down Fayetteville plant. They've shut down our other two plants. Now our final plant, yep, that's it. And we're driving by at like midnight by Fayetteville. And I see the smokestacks, and I see the two that supply Houston, the two smokestacks that have the two factories, you know, the two factories of power, the two clean-burning coal plants on them. And then that one, and the no smoke was coming out of it. Of course, it's not really smoke. It was cold last night. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide, but the media tells you it's smoke. Oh, look, dirty smoke. And there it is, just turned off. So Austin has to buy its power from Boone Pickens. See that insider deal he's got. And so Austin has to buy its power from Mexico. They ship power and loses a bunch of it over the lines all the way from Mexico now out of dirty burning plants. So globalist insiders that gave money to the city council can make cash. And again, that's how my brain works. Everywhere I go, I just see they're evil. The average person would never know Fayetteville's where we got now half our power. They've shut down the other two plants. We were self-sufficient. Austin owned three plants. Three plants and was 100% self-sufficient and had incredibly cheap power, some of the cheapest in the country. It is now double. This is all in the Austin American Statesman. They're very proud of it. And the mayor says it's for the earth and it's going to double again. But remember, the government district is exempt from the rolling blackouts and the power price increases, and select corporations are given that same pay rate, that same rate card. I mean, this is the real discrimination. While we're all worried about black, white, Hispanic, all this garbage, while they're trying to inject that all day, so we're thinking that's where the real action's going on, globalists are exempt. They take $85 billion a month, and less than $10 billion of it, this is even in the Wall Street Journal, goes to bankers and people. And they argue, hey, we're not getting this money for ourselves. No, it goes to prop up derivatives, but a little dirty secret, they've already written off most of those derivatives. They're already triaged. They just take the money, the $85 billion, and shove it into that black hole to destroy the money because they're creating so much fiat currency. They say on the surface they want to control inflation, but really what it's all about is just destroying our wealth because the globalists have unlimited fiat, but then it'll lose value if they don't destroy our wealth. You understand? So That's how they get wealthy, just like shutting off Iraqi oil is what the oil companies wanted to boost prices. It's not that they wanted more oil, they wanted less oil. Same deal. They don't want more power, they want less power, power they own. See how that works? And they're taking old ladies' houses for unpaid income tax they can't pay and stuff to then just shove it into a black hole and burn it.
Attention, gardeners and patriots. Drought conditions in our nation's heartland and massive Federal Reserve debt monetizing are creating the perfect conditions for dramatically higher food prices in the months ahead. That means there has never been a better time to secure an ongoing source of nutritionally dense food for you and your family. The Survival Seed Bank contains the perfect mix of germination-tested non-hybrid seeds. You get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden that can produce an endless supply of garden-fresh food. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And the best part, right now, every Survival Seed Bank comes with an additional $300 in free seeds. It's the biggest seed giveaway in Seed Bank history. This is the original best-selling Survival Seed Bank seen on TV nationwide. Don't miss this amazing Survival Seed giveaway at SurvivalSeedBank.com. Remember, in a real economic crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com today. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. I know I rant a lot about power plants. It just really gets to me that the power prices where I live have doubled the last 4 or 5 years. It's a globalist plan. It's happening all over the country, but we are the model. And they're on the news saying, it's for the earth, we're going to charge you even more. But by the way, we the elite are exempt, the alpha maggots. And that just illustrates everything I'm talking about in this country. And it's happening all over the world. And they are going to continue to drop the hammer on us until we wake up. They're going to impoverish everybody. I don't care if you're a bureaucrat, a police officer, a firefighter, a school teacher, a code enforcer. This is horrible what's happening. And I know most people in government aren't actively evil. You're just yes men. But my goodness, it's time to say no. But regardless, if you don't do the right thing in government, that's your issue. You continue to say people that don't like the government are terrorists, we're extremists, try to label us. That is only woken people up that much more. I talked to a lot of police officers last night that were out there because the Attorney General in Texas was there and a bunch of other stuff, and they were all awake, all those Katy police officers. I talked to a whole bunch of veterans there that run security at the biggest, shooting range in the country. That is indoor shooting range. We can rent full auto and the rest of it to test them out. They sell one of the biggest silencer sellers in the country for people that get the ATF stamp and all the rest of it. The point is, that fellow's coming up in the next segment. It's just that people know we're going down the road of tyranny. We just need to figure out how to put the brakes on. And we have those remedies. It's just that those of us that know the remedies from the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, you know, America, that's what makes America America, and our enforcement of those laws, we have to rediscover that and enforce them. And we're going to be called terrorists because a foreign power has taken the country over, a foreign corporate power that's slick and has all the PR, but at the end of the day, it's still a fraud and a lie. Now, I didn't even get to this yesterday. I'm going to get into the whole Piers Morgan thing in the next segment and play the audio and video of my backstage confrontation with him. And it was friendly till the end because I promised if they let me in there to surprise him, I'd be nice. And I'm a man of my word. They got a little snotty, and then I got a little snotty with them. Jesse Jackson pushes new Occupy plan, have Homeland Security occupy Chicago with armed TSA agents. And that's up at Infowars.com. We wrote about it yesterday. Mike Adams also wrote about that report over at NaturalNews.com. But the issue here is that people said, oh, that's just Jesse Jackson saying we need to have federal troops and TSA to stop the crime wave in Chicago where they've taken the guns from the people. And you can look at them banning the guns in the 80s. In fact, I was just looking at a graph in one of our reports last night, and you just see the crime rate explode after that. It's absolutely cause and effect. It's well known. Where there's more guns in legal hands, crime rate goes down because criminals are scared. Look at carjackings all over the country. They were an epidemic. Don't hear about those a lot, except if it's Chicago or New York or L.A., because you get your butt blown off doing that. I mean, probably half the cars driving around in Texas are packing heat. Half the women that I run into are packing heat in their purse. And it really scares the criminals. That's like police on the street. That's all it is. You can't have a cop there every time somebody commits a crime, but you can have a citizen there. And are you going to have some bad stuff happen? Yeah. But statistically, it's much better to have guns everywhere than to not have them. But everybody already knows that. People know that. That's why they're losing the gun-grabbing debate, and they're panicking. And here's the Forbes article, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. We're going to break some of that down. But I wanted to play a clip here, because I don't want to just mention this and have new listeners not know that we're backing this up. I have all these different government people. It's not just Jesse Jackson. And I have TSA now with guns strapped to their hip, commando style, showing up where I live in Austin. They're everywhere. This is now happening. Army checkpoints, Marine Corps checkpoints. This is the plan. And they've had the governor of Illinois call for troops. They've had L.A. mayor call for feds on the streets. Federal police, federal troops. This, I guess Chicago took over the federal government, so I guess the federal government now takes over Chicago, the joke goes. And all of this race card stuff against the Second Amendment doesn't make any sense. It turns the race card into the Joker card. Let's go ahead and go to that quick clip of Obama with his domestic security force he called for, and guess what? They're now setting it up.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, all of them never trust the original military when they take over, so they always create a new domestic security force made up of goons, criminals, thugs, and mercenaries. And that's what they're doing now under FEMA Corps. It's now rolling out with people in uniforms, many of them with sidearms, commanding citizen goon forces, Nazi brown shirts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Looking back on 2012, I know personally I'm thanking God that my family and I made it through the year. From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy, our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. My friends at eFoods Direct hear from customers every day that are fortunate to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. Danny from New York City wrote in following Hurricane Sandy and said, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and my niece. Bottom line, it's better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. Heed common sense's warning and do what I've done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. They have the best tasting long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask about the Alex Jones special or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get self-sufficient today. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to talk to Jeremy Allseed. He is a combat veteran, and he has one of the most amazing gun shops, gun stores, slash biggest indoor shooting ranges I've ever seen. Reportedly, the biggest in the country outside Houston, and I was blown away by it, and a whole bunch of his crew, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans and Desert Storm 1 veterans that are his trainers and security team, were listeners once I got down there. And it was amazing to just see the response of the media to guys walking around basically in combat gear with their shotguns and AR-15s and their Reapers and the rest of it, walking around on the edge of Houston in the middle of an office park next to restaurants. And that's the image people need to get used to. If we, the citizens, want to go out dressed like the police all armed, that's our right if we feel like there's some type of danger out there. I felt completely safe with police and armed people all over the place. Where I don't feel safe is walking down the streets of one of the big city mafia-run places where they have off-the-chart muggings. I'm seeing the statistics today, like 160-plus thousand reported muggings in London every year. I mean, it is just incredible, and the killings and the stabbings. We're going to be talking about that, but some people ask me, why are you talking about Piers Morgan? If he has a half million viewers on average, when I went on, it was a million, then 800,000 for the next week. And we have the CNN head producer saying, oh, we want to get you back on soon. It's just Piers really doesn't. Yeah, we've never had ratings like this. Yeah, never had ratings in his 2 years on CNN until I went on there. And now he doesn't have them anymore. He's trying to get them back with Ted Nugent and people. It ain't going to happen. People are sick of it. They want folks to get in the face of the gun grabbers. And that's why they want to get me back on, but they got their clock cleaned because it broke people out of their trance. Tacticalfirearms.us if you want to check out the site. Also, when I before we go to our guest and play a few clips here first, he joins us via video Skype. I saw in the news that they had said that this gentleman had said, oh, I agree there should be background checks for bulk ammo buys. He never said that, and that was the media spinning when he'd been asked about that out of context. And Mike Adams has known him for about 5 years, and Mike Adams says he's the best guy he knows in firearms. And Mike's big into firearms, the Health Ranger, you know, frequent fill-in guest for us, contributor to InfoWars Nightly News. So I apologize for it yesterday, but it's not an apology that I was wrong. I went with mainstream media that was spinning it. I should know better. So I guess in a way it is an apology. You just cannot trust mainstream media. And no matter how much I know that over and over again, I still think that you can believe what they're saying. When it's local Houston media even, I tend to believe local mainstream media more than national mainstream media. As a rule, that's generally true, but still, it's a rule. There are major exceptions to that. Now, why is Piers Morgan doing all this? I have decided to engage Piers Morgan because I'm not going to let him sit there and put out the national talking points. Because even though when he's top rated, on average, he has about 500,000 viewers, which is a joke. Old CNN had about 10 million just 15 years ago. They're a shadow of what they once were. Even though all of that is happening, they take his talking points and put it on Jay Leno and every other show, every other comedy show, Conan O'Brien, The Daily Show, CNN airs it on all their shows, Fox, MSNBC. That's why it's big. And when I ran into Piers Morgan, we're going to play a clip of this in a moment. When I ran into Piers Morgan, he said, oh, yes, you like the fame you've gotten. I mean, I have 3 million listeners a day conservatively, 15 million watch or listen one way or another a week. But I don't wear a crown and have a big entourage and all this. I guess I should, and that gets people to pay attention. But here's Piers Morgan with his giant crew and satellite trucks and 15 people there with him standing around and booms and, you know, $300,000 cameras. It's the emperor's new clothes. And I had said that if they let me backstage with him to surprise him, I would be friendly. Well, it turned out that he'd actually read my article I'd put out on InfoWars. He says, well, you just said you wanted to shake my hand and be friendly. But he was there dropping comments like, oh, the fame you've gotten. Oh, you know, from me. Oh, my ears are still ringing and all this. So I hit back with, okay, Piers, why don't you have me back for another debate? Why don't you have me back on because, oh, you know I cleaned your clock. You know you got record ratings, but you know it actually woke people out of their trance. And that's the issue. Piers Morgan has admitted they're losing. Forbes has major data mining companies hired, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control, that this has actually backfired on them. So suddenly Obama is out there with the shotgun shooting to give everybody the image of, hey, I don't want to take your guns. Remember the clip 4 years ago? I'm not coming for your rifle, your shotgun, anything. Remember that? And now it's Piers Morgan going, I'm down here in Texas. I'm being friendly. I'm shooting the guns. I'm a nice guy. Come on. I just want to reasonably register you. And then he implied all these full auto military weapons the citizens could buy them. And no matter how many times the owner explained to him, the public can't get these unless a, you know, 6 month background deal and tax stamp and $5,000 bare minimum. And really no crimes are committed with them. And Piers shot all over the ceiling when he shot full auto. Full auto is almost worthless unless it's on a big tripod, in my humble opinion. We're going to go to our guest. But This is the reason we're engaging this guy. We went down there and took over all the local news, the dozens of national newspaper articles about this. We're now in there with our quotes saying, go look it up, saying he's losing his gun grabber debate. Everywhere the gun controllers get control, they take all the guns. This is disingenuous. They're not saying let's be reasonable for the kids. They are exploiting their deaths, and he's bragged that he stands on top of their graves and is using them. He's that arrogant. And Piers Morgan is not a good seller of gun control, but that shows how arrogant the globalists are to send a foreigner over here, a redcoat, not because he's British, but because he's anti-gun from Britain, coming to America to take our guns. That's 1776 redcoat. Even Ted Nugent said, you are the best poster boy against gun control. It's true. It blew up in their face. They failed. So they're declaring victory because I went and blew up on them. That's what we need, is to get people out of their trance, to wake America up. Paul Revere said, to arms, screaming, let's kill people. I'm not screaming, let's kill people. I'm saying the opposite. Let's get politically involved and take America back. What would an average so-called conservative do today if Paul Revere showed up saying, to arms, they're coming for the guns, let's start shooting? They would go and arrest them. They would go and kill Paul Revere. The average conservative would shoot him out the top of their window. If you can't handle me yelling at somebody, you've got a problem. And we're going to go to Tactical Response Owner, talk about his amazing tactical firearms. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to play the clip. And again, I walk in. I thought I was going to meet with the owner first. They walk me in, and it's Piers Morgan. He has this shocked look, but I'm shooting it on iPhone, didn't catch it. Head of Tactical Firearms says he's going to give me the tape of it because he has high def in there from his security footage. But he jolts back in fear. We'll get the response from our guest on what he saw in a moment. And I go, hey, I'm just, you know, here to be friendly. And I wanted, you know, to debate you again. You know, I was sick when I was on your show. Well, you can just hear it from the actual tape. Here it is.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You good?
Yeah, I hope you have me back on.
I hear you're a big customer here.
Oh, no, but some of my listeners always say it's the best around here.
Yeah. You good? Enjoying global fame?
Oh, well, I already had quite a few listeners, but no, it certainly went viral.
Yeah.
That's why we should do another interview.
You might do.
And
my ears haven't recovered yet.
Do what?
My ears haven't recovered.
Well, it was good that I had a fever and was actually sick. That's why I was sweating. I mean, I almost didn't come because of that, but I said I'd do it. That's kind of why I got it. I didn't blow up on purpose. But I thought it turned out as, you know, good for people to think about the debate.
Sure, no, everyone's talking. No problem with that.
Are you guys going live tonight?
Most of you, yeah. A couple of pre-records, but most of us live.
Are you going to have me back on?
Well, I don't want to promote you that much, Alex.
I know, exactly. But I thought you won the debate, though. You were saying it was the best interview ever.
You said on your Twitter you wanted to shake my hand and have a civilized conversation.
Yes.
Here we are.
All right.
Good to see you again.
You said a civilized conversation.
I've had very civilized conversations in Texas since I've been here.
All right, well, good. We'll see. We just had a friendly talk right there.
Good to see you again.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the show.
Good to see you guys.
Okay, how about we do this? Since we're going to be shooting, do you mind if these guys are going to be moving around a lot? If we're not part of the segment, if we can just clear.
Yeah, I'll just step right back here.
It's totally fine.
Right.
Not during the segment, though. No, yeah, sure. Yeah, okay.
They'll still shot.
Well,
okay, well, that's fine. It's just the owner told me that. I thought you guys are live tonight.
We are, but we're just taking this.
Okay.
Can we just do this after?
Yeah. Are you a CNN guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. Where's Jeremy, the owner? He was real nice to talk to him on the phone.
Right there.
Okay, great. Well, go ahead.
But do you mind? Sorry, we got to get out of here.
This is, okay, I understand. This is like Obama shooting the shotgun.
But we can talk right
now. You're going to make everybody think you're pro-gun.
Thank you much.
Because you lost the debate. I won. You're scared to have me back off here.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and Jeremy says he's going to get the high-def footage off his security system and upload that to YouTube or give it to us so we can see the response appears when I walked in, because I didn't know. I thought I was going to meet with Jeremy, who was then going to let me go surprise Piers Morgan and give him a bottle of water. And as I walked through into the shooting range, there's Piers Morgan, and he took a step back and was like he'd actually, you know, walked into his bedroom and seen a vampire or something. But then he recovered quite quickly, and I was nice to him. So we did get a chance to actually surprise him. He knew I was coming, but he didn't know I'd be walked right into him. And it turned out the security hadn't even been told to do that. They'd been told to take me to a green room. But by the grace of God, they took me right in. And again, we're doing this so he can't just operate on his own, so we can engage him in the debate and say, look, you don't want reasonable gun control to really try to protect innocents. You want a list to confiscate, as has been done worldwide in every city you control. Now, Jeremy Allseed joins us, and he is the owner and founder of Tactical Firearms, a very interesting individual. And, of course, he just had that big show last night with Piers Morgan that's made national news again because of our protest outside and what happened. And again, at first I thought that they were pro-Piers Morgan because of disinfo put out by the media, so I was going down there to protest. Instead, they let us in. Until CNN freaked out and asked us to go, and it was just amazing. So, Jeremy, great to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, so much has happened. We did a taped interview yesterday that we're going to air tonight on the Nightly News, where you were very eloquent and broke down stuff for about 30 minutes. But out of the gates, what do you think of what happened last night?
I was really disappointed. You know, I take people for their word, just like you gave me your word and you kept it. You know, I give everybody that opportunity, and they told me it was going to be a live TV show, and over half of it was taped. And so the tape part, of course, was all edited. I didn't get any of my points across. They told me that just because it was taped, that they were going to leave it unedited. The whole 25-30-minute interview we did was unbelievable. And they said, we're even bumping a couple of things to put it in there, and I was all excited. And then I get home, and I watch it, and you know, they made me sound like an idiot. I said, what the heck? So I talked to my IT people this morning. They're pulling all the footage from the entire building, front, back house, every outside. And we're going to make our own maybe hour or two segment, and we're going to make it go viral with your help.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I told you on the phone driving up there when you were trying to get a hold of Mike Adams, and I got a hold of you because you were kind enough to reach out and say, I love it when you answer the phone. When I called you back, you go, friendly fire, friendly fire. That was hilarious.
And we're on the same team. I'm like, man, I'm getting all these emails. I literally got 200-something emails in 30 seconds from all your listeners, and they're like, you know, you communist bastard. And I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? That's not me. They said, Alex Jones says it was you. And I said, have him call me right now. So I called, you know, Mike. We've been friends for years. And I said, Mike, man, what's your boy doing over there throwing me under the bus?
Well, you've got a great company, and I certainly wish it was closer to Austin, but I may travel down there to do some shooting. Just an absolutely amazing facility. But expanding on this, I warned you. I said, they're going to end up taping. I said, let me guess, on the phone driving into Houston, I said, let me guess, they're telling you they want to just shoot some intro video. And you're, yeah, but they say most of it's live. And I said, no, they're going to make you look like an idiot. You go, well, great. I've got all the surveillance and high def and audio, and we'll just put something out. So this is the deal. I'd love, if you need, in fact, if you want to give us the raw footage, you can approve our edit of it, you know, to make it go more viral. These are about 15 minutes, and we'll show your interview what you really said, and that's the way to counter CNN. I've actually done that before, taped them in an interview and showed what I really said versus what they said, and they misrepresented you. They lied to you, and you have every right, I think, to expose them.
I agree, and I'll never have them back. Of course, I'd love to have you back. Go do some helicopter hog hunts, full auto style. It's going to be fun. But, you know, I gave him a chance. I wanted to be a Texan. I wanted to be a Christian and, you know, open up my doors and try to show them the error of their ways. And because they said they want to be educated. They wanted to learn about guns because he hasn't handled a gun in over 10 years. And so I took that as an opportunity to, you know, maybe show them that, you know, just because you don't understand guns doesn't mean you have to be scared of guns. And I let him shoot, you know, thousands of dollars worth of ammo, all the way from a 22 to a 50 BMG, Uzis, MP5s, Crisp 45s, you name it. And the only thing they fixated on was a stupid AR-15. And then, of course, the Malduce, you know, saying, well, who needs one of these? And, you know, I've got a lot of high-end customers that purchase these weapons as investments.
You never hear about a crime being committed with a Malduce.
Nice.
What are you doing, shooting Godzilla?
You know, at $3,600 a minute, most people, you know, even the wealthy can't afford just to, you know, let those things fly full auto. So
unbelievable. Well, I want to break down more of what happened, but this is the issue with mainstream corporate media and why I blew up at Piers Morgan. They lied to me and said, we're not going to have victims' families on right before you come on, even though I've been told by internal sources. Sure enough, they did. They got in my face. They made sniveling comments. And I wanted them to know, I know you're liars. And that's why I told you. I said, no, if you let me go in and talk to him and surprise him, I'll be polite and shake his hand. And I did what I said I'd do.
Yeah.
And you notice they lied to you. They always lie. That's what I'm saying. These are liars.
Right. I understand now. I had to give them a chance. I just had to. You know, I apologize for all my customers that, you know, feel disappointed because I let them into the door. It's just if we back down from our enemies and our foes that, you know, we have no chance to express how we feel.
Well, listen, you've absolutely got to release as soon as you can, you know, your real interview with him and what was really said, and then we could cut it in if you want, because I've got an expert crew, cut in to CNN, and it's all fair use to document what they did and show how they twisted it. What messages you really want to get across? Because, again, this has 3 million listeners. He has 500,000. He is huge when he goes viral, but he only goes viral when he gets constitutionalists, libertarians, and conservatives on. That's why he's getting people on, because he needs our audience. He even said, I don't care if you hate me, just watch. So he now has a bigger audience than he's ever had of people that hate him. I mean, can you imagine that?
Right. Well, you can go back and look at the video, and you can see 1 minute I'm wearing glasses, 1 minute's glasses and hearing protection, next minute just hearing protection. And, I mean, you can see that it's all, you know, clipped and put together. One of the big things that, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to be a spokesperson. I don't have the statistics. But the one thing that I do know is if you look at all the mass shootings, they all happen in places where concealed carry were not allowed. And so I don't have the answer to fix all the problems. You can't ever fix all the problems. There's going to be crazy with or without guns.
Yeah, humans aren't perfect.
Right.
There's always going to be crazies. Always have been, always will be.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
You land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
I've learned that that's why shotguns are the best for home defense. And because if you shoot a pistol and you miss, what you're going to miss?
You don't want to kill your kids.
You don't want to kill, exactly. Or your neighbors. You don't want to go through two walls and a window. And so you're responsible for every round that leaves. Well, I said, you know, you, even if you miss or you can't miss, and, you know, talked about because this is the round used because of the, you know, energy absorption, they cut that out. So the only thing that I think it caught me saying was, you can't miss with a shotgun. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you can't miss? So I got, you know, slammed. People said, well, you can't miss the shotgun. What are you talking about?
No, they make you sound like a total idiot, and it sounds like you're saying, yeah, you shoot guns and kill your neighbor because you can't miss with a shotgun. It sounds like crazy babble.
Right. And, you know, that's what happens when you have 30, 40 minutes of taping, and they show 11 minutes of it.
You know, one reason I blew up at Morgan, too, is that I'm in there about 10 minutes before we go live, sitting there with him. He's looking at me real coldly, and they're like, yeah, look, he's not wearing a jacket. Move him out front. Yeah, look at the belly. And I hear him. And so they move us out. Okay, Alex, with his tucked-in shirt, has a little bit of a pot belly. And I mean, literally, I hear them whispering how to make me look bad. And it's just like, you're a bunch of cockroaches.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it, and I see you, and I know what you are.
Yeah, you're going to love the security footage. You know, when you had left the room, they said, oh, we can't allow him to ruin our show. And, you know, and I said, you know what? He's got freedom of speech. He can say whatever he wants. So, you know, I applaud you for coming out. And I'm glad the truth's going to get to be known.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've got quite a history in training and things as well to be able to speak about the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've always been an advocate of guns. I grew up in a military law enforcement family. I've been military and law enforcement since I got out of high school. It's something that I'm passionate about. I was blessed enough to be able to retire from the stock market and not have to do a 9-to-5 job. I shopped at the stores here in Houston when I moved here, and I was just upset that you either got, you know, crazy high prices over retail, or you go into another place and they're rude. Or you go to another place and they don't know the difference between a 380 and a 38. And just over 3 years ago, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a dream that I had a gun store with a range, and it was the nicest range in the U.S. It smoked everything. And then we had three principles, and that was guaranteed lowest prices, best customer service, and best knowledge in the business. And so I just moved forward with that dream, and here we are now. You know, normally we do about $1 million a month. It's been pretty crazy here because of the surge, but now we're sold out and we're not making anything. But that's not the point. The point is just take care of our customers and they'll take care of you and enjoy what we do.
Well, the good news is you told me you're going to be building something near Austin.
We are. Actually, what we're doing right now, we bought the land next door. We're going to be doing an indoor trap, skeet, and sporting clays facility.
Ooh, I like that.
Indoor 100-yard range. Full manufacturing, 50 more pistol. We've talked to the owners of Twin Peaks. They're interested in putting their restaurant in our facility. Child care. So it's going to be a 10-story mecca of just come and do it all, a one-stop shop. And it's about $25 million. But at that point, it'll be the nicest facility in the world. Right now, we've got the nicest, most advanced shooting range in the U.S., and it will be the nicest in the world when this comes online. As soon as that's done, then we're going to move to the Woodlands in Dallas and the Austin, San Antonio area, or somewhere in between.
So instead of having the giant pro bass shops that look like huge motherships that have landed, we're going to have huge mega complexes with you heading it up. Beautiful, because we need wealth and we need success. We need an economy. And this is a beachhead against tyranny. That's why they're panicking so bad. We're about to go to break and do 5 more minutes with you, an amazing interview. But tell me, what else did they say behind the scenes that we're going to be seeing on these videos?
Well, it's, I couldn't really understand much. Hopefully the camera, since I have 130 high definition cameras, with audio and video, picked up more than I could, because every time they wanted to talk, you know, they would go off in the corner and whisper in their little earpiece and stuff. And, I just know things kept changing. They said it was going to be live, and then they said, oh, well, this changed. Oh, well, this changed. Oh, but it's not edited. It's all raw footage. And oh, but this changed. And the whole thing was a lie. And so, you know, you can't trust a word that they say.
Well, no, they're there the whole time angling how to hurt you. Angling how to, they're there to deceive people and go, we're just reasonable. Look, Obama shooting a shotgun. We're not going to take your guns. We just got a bunch of bills introduced to do it. We're your friends. Don't run. We are your friends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.